Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remarkable admission, Lee. Mm-hmm. By Chuck Todd, formerly with NBC.
Yeah.
After NBC was pretty much destroyed by the Trump victory, their credibility anyway. Chuck Todd left, departed, whatever you want to call it, to start a podcast. So he does that now. Mm-hmm. Finally admitting what the media said was only a conspiracy theory. The deliberate deplatforming, and censorship of conservatives as a method for dealing with Trump by the government and by the left was a conspiracy theory. Over the weekend, Chuck Todd admitted, nah, we did it. And it was probably a mistake. Take a listen.
There's no doubt Trump wants some revenge.
Sure.
Right? On the law firms, on yeah. press, whatever, you know. But let's not beat around the bush. All these institutions did want to cancel Trump.
Yeah.
Did want him inoperable in mainstream public. You know, I think the biggest mistake, and I did not follow the Pied Piper on this one, which was this idea that we deplatform everybody post January 6th. Mm. This is a democracy. This is the First Amendment. And I, you know, all of a sudden now you've got law firms or what's going on and all this stuff. It's like, look, that was a bad moment. That doesn't mean, look, I understand the passion of that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
But my God, the whole point of the Constitution is to protect minority rights, not majority rights. Yeah. The whole damn thing was written to protect minority rights. And so, yeah, you may not like that speech, but speech is speech.
That's a remarkable admission.
Yeah.
And this is how it goes. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Never happened. Government wouldn't do that. There's no way. It's not going on. Russian disinformation. And this goes on for years. And then one day arrives where they say, yeah, it was going on. And then we just move on.
Yeah.
And I remember Eric Schmidt, who's now a senator, suing when he was the attorney general of, oh gosh, was it Missouri? I think it was Missouri. Suing on behalf of the state and painstakingly forcing the Biden administration to turn over evidence that it was, in fact, censoring Americans via social media. So he proved it was going on. That case is still before the Supreme Court, which is actually terrifying. Because they might end up ruling that it was okay to do that, in which case Katie barred the door. We're never going to get out from underneath the government censorship. But for him to admit that and admit it was wrong is huge. Just casually, oh yeah, we were doing that.
Yeah.
Cool, Chuck. Why weren't you on that when you were on NBC, huh?
Yeah, too bad that admission wasn't done on NBC, where you probably had a few more people that were paying attention to it than your podcast now.
I know. And you know what? That's the kind of thing. Like, you've seen these declining ratings at NBC News. That's the kind of thing. This tells us Chuck knew this the whole time.
Yeah.
If you would have come out and said that on NBC News and asked exactly those questions, just as you are right now, that's the kind of thing that would have gotten ratings.
Well, I mean, that's just like Stephanopoulos on ABC making the admission about Biden's declining health and mental acuity.
Oh, Chuck Todd admitted that, too, by the way, in the same monologue.
Yeah.
Take a listen. He said, well, you know, we did kind of lie to you about Biden's mental acuity, but, well, you know, we had a good reason.
that was held back a lot. I would argue it was also held back a lot back in the late 80s when it was clear Ronald Reagan wasn't necessarily running everything in the White House. The only thing I can chalk it up to is this, whatever you want to call it, this fear that some members of the media had sometimes that they would be perceived as helping Trump if they somehow diminished Biden, right? That it was some sort of zero-sum game. Mm. And I think this has been the fundamental mistake that many members of the traditional press have done.
I object to his characterization of the final years of the Ronald Reagan administration. You take Ronald Reagan's performance on camera and juxtapose that with anything of Joe Biden during the past 4 years. Tell me who's having the acuity problems.
Yeah, and for him to say, oh, the same thing happened. No, the media didn't protect Reagan.
No.
No, they amplified the questions to the point of hysteria. But anyway, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But at least he admits, oh, well, you know, we kind of didn't tell you the truth about Biden for fear it would help Trump. Again, another thing there's no way he didn't know when he was sitting in that chair at NBC News.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But at least we have the admission now. Here's the thing with Chuck Todd. I don't think he fully cares about it just because, you know, hey, this is unconstitutional. It was because he says deplatforming conservatives and silencing them, the left doing that with, you know, the media as, you know, their sidekicks in it was a mistake because.
And the decision to deplatform bit mainstream media in the ass. Why? Okay, Donald Trump started his own information ecosystem. How do you like them apples now?
Right.
And then, you know, I sit here, it's like traditional media. Oh, what's happened?
Yeah.
You did try to deplatform.
Yeah.
It was a mistake. Somebody ought to come up and say, this was a mistake.
You know, it's not so much that Trump started a new, you know, ecosystem. It's that the other ecosystem died.
Yeah.
Because of its own failures and falsehoods.
And you're so right about that. They really cashed their chips in with the lies they told about COVID, with the lies they told about the shot, with the lies they told about Russia collusion. I mean, just the list of lies, very fine people, on and on and on and on. They don't have any credibility left. In fact, they've just lost an entire generation. I mean, there's yet another poll out showing that Gen Z, this is just over the weekend, Gen Z voters under 21 lean Republican by 11.7 points. Do you ever think you'd see a thing like that?
No, really, I didn't. I never expected that. I mean, that was always the fear that, you know, as we were moving down the road, that each, you know, successive generation was going to get more liberal. And that has changed. And that is because the whole concept of media has changed.
Yeah. I mean, when you ask kids, like, where do you get your news? I mean, like, my son Crash is super, uber, uber informed. In fact, I end up using some of his stuff on the show that he sends me. The kid does not watch a single newscast. He doesn't. He's not even like you would use NBC, CNN, Fox. Like, what's that? He's entirely social media. This is the first generation And it's fascinating to watch this. We're going to watch, you know, watch how they end up. The first generation to truly get unfiltered news.
Yeah.
Where they can go online in an instant, look up if something's true when they see a video on it that they like. There's really, at this point, no restrictions in them seeing what they want. And they are exposed to real political rhetoric, as much of it as they want, and it's having a radical effect.
And from various perspectives.
Yes.
And the whole paradigm of the national print media and the nightly news is over.
Yeah, it's dead.
Gone. It's been gone.
Yeah. And that to me just blows my mind.
And
that,
they used to have a stranglehold on how America perceived itself.
Yeah. And they don't anymore.
You know, the old gray lady, you know, the CBS News with Walter Cronkite, or, you know, John Chancellor on NBC, or I can't think of the guy's name on ABC in that time area. But all of that, that used to shape how America viewed itself. And that doesn't happen anymore.
Speaking of which, we have this, record-breaking number of people signing up for the military. You talk about how America is perceived. To me, that the most surprising part of that is these kids love Trump. They like Hegseth. He's young. He's hip. He's cool. They feel like they can go in the military again. But the fact that they would do that says, you know what? Patriotism's not dead either.
No. Well, and this comes probably like a year after we heard that there were I think everyone but the Marines were missing their targets.
Yes.
For recruitment.
Hugely missing their targets.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, boom, they're hitting them in spades. So, I mean, this is a generation. Like, here it is. I just pull it up. U.S. Navy has best recruiting in February 2025 since 2002.
Wow.
Yeah. So this generation, I mean, and Trump said, you know, under my administration, we'll see if this happens, the Navy's on track to have the best recruiting year since the start of the war on terror. So that's fantastic. That says this generation not only is getting real news, they love their country and they recognize that Trump does too.
Well, they want to defend their country, yeah, not defend DEI.
Exactly. So it goes to show, I mean, this generation is going to be fascinating to watch. And I don't know what the Democrats do when the mainstream media is not the source anymore, and there's just too many sources to control, at least at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.